This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for August 16th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. The White House is weeks away from making an announcement that Rosten Benham will be the nominee for the next chairman of the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, Bloomberg reports. The CFTC still needs another commissioner named too, which may be a factor in the delay of the announcement. But if Benham does officially get the nod, as Bloomberg's report suggests, that would align with my suggestion that Commissioner Benham should get the chairman post. I still have another commentary to write about the non-lawyer suggestions for the role of chairman from the non-lawyer participants of the industry, which could also provide the decision makers with some names to consider. Reuters is reporting that the number of children hospitalized with COVID-19 has hit a record, with just over 1,900 children in hospitals across the U.S. If you're an IBM employee and want to work in their offices rather than at home, you need to be vaccinated. After September 7th, employees won't be allowed to work in the office unless they have their shots. Doug Engman, chairman of Sage Brokerage, is the latest to give to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign. He is also the owner of Engman Options. He was once head of North American Equities for FEMAT New Edge USA. He has also served as vice chairman of ABN AMRO North America. He served as chairman of Preferred Trade and for 11 months in 1987 served as executive chairman of the Pacific Exchange. I am sure he has some great stories to tell and I hope to get him in front of a camera soon. Thank you to Doug and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history and educate and motivate the next generation of industry professionals and market participants by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Terry Patton, a former trader and CBOE member and founder of Canatrack Technology, plans to draw a clear path between his past and present this afternoon when his company kicks off its rolling tour in Chicago's financial district outside the CBOE and CBOT buildings. Patton says the idea of the 20-plus city tour through Illinois and Missouri, complete with a company-branded tour bus, is to tout its CanaCard digital payment platform, an app that enables cash-free cannabis purchases. Having to rely on cash payments has been a long-running challenge for both cannabis retailers and buyers, one that the proposed Secure and Fair Enforcement Safe Banking Act of 2021 aims to help rectify. The bill would prohibit federal banking regulators from penalizing depository institutions for providing banking services to legitimate cannabis-related businesses. More information on Canatrack can be found with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. The spread, August 13th, 2021. Volatility eases as summer draws to a close and earnings season ends. Treasury and Eurodollar options perk up on inflation worries. John Lothian, that's me, delivers a tribute to the late Wayne Lutheringhausen and talks market structure. Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing launches new options. Two economics professors take a poke at stock market bubbles and tasty trades. Jamal Chandler talks about theta in the term of the week. You can find the spread with a link on John Lothian News. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The world may never reach herd immunity against COVID-19. Delta variant is moving the goalposts for ending the pandemic. COVID-19 may be present in the world for a century or longer. As COVID-19 surged last year, governments worldwide touted the hope of herd immunity, a promised land where the virus stopped spreading exponentially because enough people were protected against it. That's now looking like a fantasy. My comment, an important story. Drop your biases and just read it. Here's a story from the FT. Mr. White Hat, the story behind a $600 million crypto caper. how an alleged thief morphed into a self-styled vigilante who captivated the digital asset world. An hour after the world discovered an alleged hacker had made off with $600 million in one of the largest ever cryptocurrency heists, the thief tipped a bystander $42,000 for warning that some of the assets were being frozen. The apparent act of generosity was only the first unexpected twist in a virtual robbery that has gripped the crypto industry and left many observers scratching their heads. My comment, this is a weird story, but then things that happen in the crypto world continue to not surprise me. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. State Street, firm behind Wall Street's Fearless Girl statue, is vacating New York City offices. Boston firm tells its New York staffers they won't be returning to Midtown Manhattan offices. Financial giant State Street Corp is vacating its two New York City office locations. Executives at the Boston firm told New York staffers they won't be returning to its Midtown Manhattan offices, according to people familiar with the matter. It expects to sublease the two offices near Rockefeller Center to other companies. My comment, how much for the little girl? Hat tip to John Belushi. Here's a story from the New York Times. You've never heard of the biggest digital media company in America? Red Ventures has turned very specific advice into big business. Lindsay Turrentine first heard of Red Ventures last fall when it bought the venerable tech site CNET, where she is the senior vice president in charge of content. She sat down at her kitchen table in Berkeley, California, and frantically started Googling to find out what it was. My comment, the headline writer is correct. I had not heard of them, but I know their brand. Interesting success story from the firm that owns Bankrate.com and Field & Stream. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our most read story on Friday was Optifer's white paper, The PFOF You Didn't Know Existed, Exchange and Marketing Response Fees. Second was another white paper from Optifer, The U.S. Equity Options Market is Overdue for an Update. And the third was a white paper from Optifer, Equity Options Specialist, Too Much of a Good Thing. A fourth Optifer white paper, Improving the Price Improvement Model, came in at number five. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian Newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day, stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.